Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
the old cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg, don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
I like Alaskan king crab. Is that similar? There's a lot of meat in that, though.
Yeah, there's more meat in that. Well, it's not similar because one's from Alaska, one's
right.
from Maryland.
Well, I know. I'm just saying the taste. It's
like Caribbean lobsters versus nothing, Maine lobsters.
Nothing like it.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
To consent to this because they're too young. But yet you put pictures up of your kid. Doesn't that sound kind of hypocrite?
Hypocritical.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound like, I meant to say, doesn't he sound like a hypocrite?
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem. Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Or sold the Lakers, right? Mm-hmm. Genie bus?
Yep, $10.1 bill.
Yeah, to the Dodgers owner.
He made his money in insurance, I believe.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah, he should do a podcast
but
on how
I
he made
just,
his money.
I want to know how. Like, how did he?
I'm still wondering.
Yeah.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Like, what's that? I don't really like Chicago.
Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Chicago.
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 I love going to Chicago, the accent.
Because you're not from here with the deepish bite. Chicago. Hey. The bearsh.
That's a baker's dozen for you,
though. Yeah.
Now,
let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo!
It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
Wednesday, which feels like a Thursday.
Good morning to our king.
Oh, what a do?
Oh, I mean, went to battle.
It's good to be here. And what a day it was yesterday.
Too bad you don't make overtime, because yesterday you put in the work.
I mean, sometimes you have to You got to work to try to reach an agreement.
That's all you can do.
You have to extend the hand of peace, Wiggy.
Yes, the olive branch.
You got to work on it. But
big,
we are,
beautiful Bill.
we're back in business, and it's a getaway day for us. And the roadshow is on, and the pregame is on tonight. And we're headed to Lake Winnipesaukee. So, very congenial Zoom that occurred yesterday, and I would like to thank, there are those in this company who are paid to be attorneys, and they are paid to watch out, to have the company's back, and mm-hmm. to watch out for any kind of risk that might be out there. But in the end, that we have been able to work things out, and I am I could not be more delighted than being right here this morning with all of you incredible people. It's honestly, it's the thrill of my life, Curtis.
Yeah.
To be here this morning.
I mean, I think first of all, we should just say thank you to Ken.
Yes.
He did the heavy lifting guy here on the Zoom. So wild night for Ken. I heard he had 3/4 of a Modelo.
I did speak to Ken. Last time I spoke to Ken last night was around 8:30 or so. Right. And he did want to caution me before we had the discussion that he had half a beer. So I take everything that he said with a grain of salt, Curtis, or a grain of barley.
I used to brush my teeth with half a beer. I am so thrilled to be going up there tonight. This is truly, you guys ever have those where like you would arrive at a vacation at night where you hadn't been to the place and you wake up and it's like Christmas morning, you're on the beach like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. I had no idea what this place is going to look like. Tomorrow morning on Lake Winnipesaukee is something that I have no idea what it's going to be like. I've never been. Courtney sent us a video that Wiggy thought was Ibiza, which was people outside of the dive with all these boats already lined up.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to see what it looks like tomorrow.
Well, I am perusing the Twitch chat, and I would love to say good morning and hello to those who not only watch this show on Twitch or on YouTube every day, but those who are in the chat. And there's one little numbskull in there this morning. BJ17 or BJ1177,
all right,
who says you were never out of business. Like what? What's that argument? Explain that to me.
They're like, oh, you guys fell for the bit. I'm telling you.
There's no bit. I'll explain very simply what happened on Monday night. What was yesterday? Tuesday. Monday night. I was informed that this roadshow, the final roadshow, the one that we had been working on and announcing and sharing with the audience for months was canceled because the attorney, corporate attorneys, had an issue with it. So
okay.
What do you want me to do? Right. There are people who had made plans to go to Lake Winnipesaukee. There are people who have boats. There are full armadas that are coming out and that are going to join us tomorrow morning on the lake. So my intention was to go and try to pitch my case to them on why the roadshow should happen, and that's what I did. I don't know what BJ47478 is talking about.
But it's very odd. If he believes that, then why is he back here?
Well, I'll never make sure that.
No, like if you're listening to someone you think is lying to your face, why are you up at 6 in the morning 2 days before the 4th of July?
Because who doesn't like a good liar?
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
I am yesterday, Courtney and I felt like, you know the scene in Apollo, whatever the hell, with Tom Hanks, where they're waiting for the reentry and the sun's in the classroom and they're watching it and they passed the point where that they were going to be able to come back to Earth? Courtney and I were texting, like, Courtney's like, is this good or bad that we haven't heard anything? I'm like, I don't know. This isn't good.
It's like the Karen Reed jury.
Oh, yeah. No, I was like, you haven't heard anything yet. And then all of a sudden, there was the very interesting Instagram story from Greg that had me very scared.
Well, I mean, I like everybody else, enjoy a little fun on the social medias.
Okay.
I mean, I, you know, it's, well, you know.
Seems like you were able to get everything done, man.
Well, Wiggy, we're on our way up there, and we cannot wait to get up there, and we will be at the Nazwa this evening on what I think is going to be a beautiful Wednesday night in New Hampshire, Curtis. Weather-wise, there's a little bit of rain out there that I encountered this morning.
Yeah, it's just a tropical shower here.
That's going away?
That's going away. Yeah. You got afternoon baseball, followed by night baseball, yeah. followed by the Nassau, followed by a wonderful morning at the Dive.
Well, I think we should celebrate. Currently, as things stand, the Red Sox have won the series with the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah.
Am I right about that? That's right now.
They're in a good position.
I mean, was the rain that bad?
Yeah, it was.
Thunder and lightning was more of the issue, I'm sure.
Okay, but I mean...
Well, they have wooden bats. They're fine.
You can't do lightning on something like that. But I thought the weather was kind of nuts last night. Like,
yeah.
But game time, I mean, the sky was basically lighting up with lightning every 30 seconds. And the rain was coming down.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think they had to... They held off as long as they could.
Yeah. It's annoying if you're one of those fans, though, and you're in an hour delay and then they call it. But I'd probably leave once the delay started.
Well, do you want to sit out there in lightning?
No.
All right.
I do not.
Well, that's what they gotta call it.
Currently 2-1 lead for the hometown nine, and they will they'll finish that one today at 2:30 and then get to game three of this series at 7:10 tonight.
Sweep
on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network and on the Odyssey app. You're calling for a sweep.
I don't know if they sweep, they're right back in it.
Big turnaround. absolute turnaround for this team.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there are a lot of people back on board after the first win against the Cincinnati Reds. So,
yeah. What is the any idea what Curtis? Any idea what Brez's computer modeling says about a game that is suspended when you have a 2-1 lead?
What is going on at Nesson right now? Craig Breslow. I literally turn on Nesson every time he's on with a new person doing an interview. He was on with Tom Caron again last night.
Yeah.
Like, is he... This is completely and totally out of character.
If you need a lift to Worcester, please call Driveline.
Are we going to get any of that during They Said It, Shime?
Yes, we are, Greg. Okay. We will hear from Craig Breslow today during They Said It.
All right.
I mean, he's on every day. I don't know. I hope they win the two games today. We would be very happy here at WEEI if the Red Sox improve, but, oh, man.
Two and a half out.
Of the third wild card.
Sick. Greg said, you got to have a positive attitude with this team.
Oh, Greg at around noon yesterday was very positive.
Well, I mean,
positive
with the team.
He was leaving.
Well, I mean, I said it yesterday.
Right.
Roman Anthony is absolutely in fuego for this baseball team. If that continues, Curtis, sky's the limit.
Really is.
I mean, sky is the limit.
Do you think they could pitch Crochet every day?
They probably could, but I don't know how fun
they used to do it in the early 1900s,
yeah,
didn't they?
They probably could.
What's the difference?
I'm happy to explain the whole thing all morning long. I got a 978 text saying, what was the issue with the attorneys? How was it resolved? If you've never dealt with a lawyer, they have an issue with every little thing that might possibly happen in the world of impossibilities. So apparently there are lawyers who get concerned when people are having fun and frivolity on the water.
That's it.
I mean, fun and frivolity happens on the land at all times, but there can be an added issue when it comes to fun and frivolity on the water. So
no one wants to get sued.
But we have reached an agreement, and the roadshow is on for the Dive tomorrow morning.
Oh, it's on.
And I'm very happy for Betsy and her husband and the whole crew who owns the Dive, because they were very disappointed, and they are absolutely cannot wait to have everybody up there and joining them in Smalls Cove tomorrow morning. So we will see you tonight, and we got a lot to get to on the show this morning.
I have a show idea for tomorrow. I don't know if it's possible, so please don't call me after. But what if Ken is on like a ski-doo for guest leads?
I was thinking more like Jackson in scuba attire.
Jackson
is joining us. So I was thinking we throw the flippers and the scuba mask on Jackson.
All right.
We're going to need The we're gonna need boats, like and we're gonna need you to be in the water area around the dive, because the one concession is that we're not. It's only gonna be us that are allowed on the dive, and Ken and Eamon and Griff. So we're gonna need to have. We really need our New Hampshire boat audience to show up tomorrow morning. So.
And our swimmers.
And our swimmers and our floaters. And
should we have a contest where are you a better dad than the guy on the Disney cruise? How long can you tread water?
But it's sandbars. You could stand and then bring your floats. That's kind
of
a beautiful way to watch the show.
I think it's gonna be – tomorrow's going to be 90 or on its way there anyway in the morning. And so we've reached an accord. That to me is the best part of this whole thing.
Found common ground, Greg. Right.
Cooler heads have prevailed.
And to the Odyssey attorneys that are listening, we're not saying there's an actual bar. It's a sand bar. It's very shallow water.
That is correct.
Thank you.
All right. I believe we are also going to get to Don Sweeney, the general manager of the Boston Bruins, during they said it?
Yes, that is correct, okay. Greg. We will hear from Don Sweeney today.
After a flurry of activity yesterday.
I'm going to talk about the Bruins today in my lead, Greg.
Are you? Okay.
Yes.
I was going to talk about it now, but we're 10 minutes away from lead, so we'll wait on that. Anything at all excite you yesterday?
Excite me? No, absolutely not.
No.
Nothing.
They just add pieces. Yeah. That's it. You know,
I'm glad to have an old friend of the show, contributor of the show, our first year here at WEEI, Sean Corrali, back. But other than that,
didn't Danielle have a bit of a crush on Sean?
I think she did. Yes.
Was he the one with like a voice of gold? Like he just like spoke into the radio. And he had a real real good voice.
Yeah, I don't think that's what Danielle was attracted
to. No. Well, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, the voice, but yeah.
All right.
Curtis, he was on. Was he on that first full season? The first full Bruins season I was on this radio station?
Yeah, I think for Danielle it went Evaldi and then Corrali.
Oh, yeah. No, was it Evaldi that she was super attracted to?
When we did the first spring training trip.
I think you're getting it confused with Courtney and Nick Pivetta.
Courtney. Yeah, Courtney was all over Nick Pivetta.
I was not all over him.
That was somewhat embarrassing for
him. You were a bit enamored.
Right. Yes.
Thought he was a good-looking dude.
I have eyes. I don't know what to tell you guys. That. Same thing with Liam.
It's called window shopping.
No, it's not even window shopping. It's just, that's an attractive young
man. I mean, everybody does it.
And don't
as long as you're not liking the pictures of the cheerleaders, you're all right. Or, I mean, the baseball players, you're good.
Hey, Courtney, don't let Greg give you a hard time. The biggest PDA moment on the history of the Greg Hill Show is with the governor and Greg.
Or him and Gronk.
That's right.
Yeah, Gronk was a good one.
Yeah.
Why would you bring in him to put on a massage oil?
It's because he was pushing his CBD.
Correct.
Massage oil.
Yeah.
Oh, that worked out for those.
Well, we have a lot to get to on today's show before we head north like the rest of you. And that includes our leads in about 10 minutes. And then they set it at 7:20. News with Courtney coming up at 7:45. Shime. There is, I believe, based on today's news, Courtney and I have discovered the ultimate destination wedding for you and Lauren.
Okay.
You have to go to Ohio.
Ohio?
Worth it.
But what they have announced you can do in Ohio with your wedding is right up your alley.
All right, I'm listening. You have me hooked.
Okay.
Is it done in like a punishment room?
No, it's not. It has to do with food.
Oh.
And so we will get to that and the rest of the news later. Curtis, I have about 75% confidence on today's mystery guest for you.
All right.
I've been working furiously to line up a Savant-related mystery guest and had the mystery guest locked in, but then the suspension of the game last night just has me worried. Because that the individual that I lined up is a have fun kind of guy,
okay.
And so I'm sometimes worried if work ends early, there are people who head off and go rekindle relationships while they are in a city that they used to play in. So
right.
I'm a little, or manage in, or be a part of, whatever. I don't want to. I think you probably know who it is anyway.
Yeah.
But
I would just tell you that after what you did yesterday, you're good. No matter whether or not this person calls.
Maybe a mystery guest for Curtis at 9 on this morning's show, and we're going to play all of the best Hill notes back at 9:20 this morning. What's up, Shine?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. I thought you were looking at me like you had a question to ask.
No, I sent a note yesterday, and I think it got lost in the shuffle that I'm leaving at 9.
Oh.
So that would not work.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't say anything.
Oh.
You did your job yesterday, brother. That's all you. That's all I can
well,
say.
Well, oftentimes when people, you're leaving the show at 9 this morning.
At 9, yes. Yeah. Oh. I have to take the fam to Logan before heading up to Laconia.
Oh.
I could show you. I could furnish the text.
No, it's all good.
I saw that text. I did think it said 8, but.
No, final segment of 8, after the final segment of 8.
No comment on that?
No. I stay
Oftentimes you comment on the work habits of others.
No, I stay away because everybody gets all sensitive when you start talking about the work habits. I'm not talking about you, Curtis.
No.
I'm not saying you. I stay away. I don't want the lawyers to say anything.
It's very interesting. This actually is bad news for Greg because the guy he got to really say what he wanted to say is now a little bit compromised on the topic.
It's a good family man.
Greg is soft. We all know that.
Yeah, I'm soft. Yeah. I don't
it's
even.
It's the new way like, of the world.
The way I feel about it is you want to work an hour? Work an hour. You want to work You want to work 2
I
hours?
Like that.
Work 2 hours.
I just start taking advantage of it.
Who cares? Like, why? Throw all standards out the window.
We might as well at this point in time.
Right. Actually, James is getting married.
We might as well at this point in time. I don't think we've ever heard of Uber.
Yeah, they don't have car seats in Uber.
He could not wait.
It was chomping at the bit.
More than a minute to get to it.
Nah, enjoy it, man. You'd be gone for 2.5 weeks.
Do they have Uber from Gloucester back to Boston the night before a wedding?
No. The night before, I didn't want to show up.
All right.
I figured I might as well enjoy my time off.
All right. Today's mystery guest is going to join.
We'll fill in.
We'll see if we can get it at 8:45.
If it's Francona, I'll stick around. They can figure it out.
And just a heads up, I am going to – I don't think I mentioned this yet. I have to leave at 8:30 today because I think Bullet has to take a dump. So if I could just schedule that with everybody, I'll be out of here.
You're
at
good.
8:30.
We got Jackson. Right. Jackson will fill in.
Okay. All right, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Harley-Davidson High Octane. The Red Sox game was suspended in the top of the fourth inning last night after an hour-long delay. Jaron Duran and Roman Anthony hit back-to-back doubles to eventually score and get the Sox the lead of 2-1 when the game was called. It will resume today at 2:30, and tonight's 7:10 game will go as scheduled. That score brought to you by Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. So 2:30 and 7:10 with the Reds tonight. Sean McDonough joins Brooksy on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network for both. Shaw's Perfecting the Art of Fresh. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 1:30 for the MassMutual pregame show. On the first day of free agency, the Bruins made some moves. Now, I'm going to try to nail all of these names. I've been practicing all morning long.
Okay, I'm here for it.
Okay, so they signed forward Tanner Janot to a 5-year contract with the annual cap hit of $3.4 million. Nailed it. They brought back Sean Corrali to a 2-year contract with an annual cap hit of $1.85 million. They signed forward Michael Acemont to a 2-year contract with an annual cap hit of $1.45 million. This one's hard. Forward Matei Blumel to a 1-year contract with a cap hit of $875,000. And forward Alex Steeves to a 1-year contract with a cap hit of $850,000 as well. They've also agreed to terms with defenseman Jordan Harris, a 1-year contract with a cap hit of $825,000, as well as some AHL moves.
All right.
Also, Don Sweeney had 2 additional signings that he was going to do. But when he got to the dollar store at 9:59, it was closed. And it's supposed to be open until 10 o'clock. So they had, you're going to get to this in your lead, but they entered yesterday, the Bruins, with $12.7 million when it came to cap room. And they basically went out and found guys who are not going to cost them more than $2 million a season, Sean.
I believe Wiggy uses the term bargain Ben.
Yeah, that's correct. So I can't wait for your lead on that in a few moments, Sean.
There was some big news in the NBA as the Bucks waived Dame Lillard and signed Miles Turner to a four-year, $107 million deal.
Say, Indiana, Tyrese Halliburton was upset.
Yeah, and I also think that there's been some reports that, like, Giannis was upset about this, but then there's also reports that Giannis was trying to recruit Miles, so I don't know. Giannis seems like he's staying a Buck.
It's good for Dame Lillard, though.
Well, yeah, I think Giannis, it seems like Giannis is pissed about it, and maybe that gives you a little bit of extra leverage when it comes to trying to pry him out of there. If maybe that makes him, for whatever his issues are, he's further exacerbated by being there. So
yeah, I think, you know, he probably looks at it like Giannis is very competitive. He probably wants to be right back in the mix, and maybe feels like Milwaukee is not doing the right things. I get they added Miles Turner, but you lose Dame Lillard, and I understand he was going to be out because of the Achilles injury. So works out for Dame Lillard, though. He can, heal up, and then he can pick his place where he wants to go when he comes back next year.
He's older, though. Do you think that's going to hurt him? Like, he's coming off injury. He's older, and now...
Yeah, but he can get the veteran minimum in the NBA because Milwaukee's already covering the money that they owed him. So any team could sign him for, like, the veteran minimum, and they could just add a piece like that. And he won't be the same guy, but he'll still be a solid player.
Okay. In High Octane in Manchester, Harley sales event is happening right now. Save up to $5,000 on a new 2023 Harley. High Octane and Manchester Harley need to make room for more bikes, and the new carryover Harley inventory must go. Save up to $5,000 on a new 2023 Harley at High Octane and Manchester Harvey.
Maybe I'll go up there and get a Fat Boy. Love a good Fat Boy.
Do you know
boy.
How to ride a motorcycle?
Yeah, I do know how to drive a motorcycle.
Okay, that would be cool to see. That's what's trending. Our leads coming up next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final getaway day for this show on Roadshow season number 4, 8th and final Roadshow back on and happening at the Dive, Lake Winnipesaukee, tomorrow morning. And we'll throw Jackson. We'll have Jackson stationed out in the water on the sandbar tomorrow as our roving on-the-water reporter. So we'll get that locked in for tomorrow, and we will be up there tonight for pregame at the Nazwa. And so looking forward to seeing you tonight. Looking forward to those of you who are boating your way over tomorrow morning, bright and early, on Lake Winnipesaukee, which is a gigantic lake. Huge. I mean, it takes you like an hour and a half to go end to end in that lake, Wiggy. Wow. It's ocean-like.
I am the lake. Boating today.
Yes. Are we going boating?
Yes, I'm going boating this afternoon. DMs and Bullet and I are heading up there as soon as the show ends today. And we are going boating with the great John Dooley, formerly of Echo Store, a big supporter of this radio program. So, Curtis, would you like to join us on the boat? If you'd like.
You had mentioned it. I would love to.
Okay. Yes. Love to have you. Anybody else?
Courtney, I'll be out on the lake. I have Harry. So I am getting Harry right after and going up to.
Kind of a lake flex there. So you'll already be out on the lake is what you're saying.
Well, no. I'm saying my father-in-law has a boat as well.
You got a boat. You don't need a boat.
No. I would love to go on Dooley's boat. I'm just saying logistically with Harry, I just don't know. I know maybe they have a dog as well.
We could do a boat tie-up.
Yes.
Those are a lot of fun.
Yeah, boat hopping.
We could go boat hopping. So, Wiggs, what time are you heading up? I feel like I need to clarify this on the air. You will be going to the road show.
Yes, I will be going. Okay. I won't be leaving right after the show. So,
I didn't know if the boys were getting married or anything.
No, not them. Right. So, okay. No, but they'll be coming home today. So,
okay.
But I won't be leaving right after the show. So, enjoy the boating.
Is Mrs. coming?
Yes, she'll be coming. Yes.
Oh, all right, love it. So, Talina will be there.
Yep.
Santo is going to be there.
Correct. Oh. He may be a little late this evening, but he is coming, yes.
What about Jackson? Is Jackson bringing the pretend fiance?
We asked.
I don't know if...
He
doesn't know. Okay.
If he is.
Is he bringing his brother? maybe it might be nice for the two of them to break bread on the lake and see if they can work their issues out when it comes to the family home.
All
maybe.
Boats should be capable of being submarines.
All right.
I like that one. Do you think there was a fallout between brother Jackson and Jackson last night?
I have no idea.
Yikes.
I think he tried to talk to me about it this morning before the show, and I just walked right past him.
Oh.
My favorite was Jackson saying how his brother had threatened to contact Greg and let him know about this beef. And then when asked if his brother listened, Jackson said, I don't know.
Oh, the interesting douche move ruling that Jackson required yesterday, if you weren't listening. You can go back and hear that on the Odyssey app if you missed it.
Best part of the show yesterday.
Odyssey app is also where you can leave a Hill note. So there's a microphone that you will see on the front page of the app. And simply click on that. And if you would like to share your thoughts on anything that we are talking about, anything that we should be talking about, anything going on in the show, you can do all of that. You could call me a fraud if you want. I got a text message during the break that says, Greg, you fraud.
All right.
The road show for tomorrow has been scheduled for almost 2 months. Nope, it's been scheduled for more than that.
Yeah.
You donkey. It's been scheduled since February when somebody called the show and said, you ought to try the Dive. And I had been there the previous summer on the lake. Great idea. Ken, myself, Carolyn worked our fingers to the bone to make the road show happen. So it's actually been scheduled for months, you donkey. And so it was canceled by the attorneys just days ago. But it's back on. What would be the benefit from? I don't get the benefit for those who are like, wow, what? Like, what's the benefit from talking about how it was going to stink that we weren't going to be able to do the roadshow? What's the benefit?
I don't know.
A couple conspiracy people that are like, wow. This is Rocco. Rocco from the Twitch chat. Hello, Rocco.
Good morning.
What's happening?
I woke up this morning. I'm on every day at like 5:45.
Yeah.
And I woke up today, and it says my account is suspended.
Uh-oh.
On Twitch. And I was thinking, what the hell? What happened?
Have you not been conducting yourself in a friendly Twitch type manner? I don't know. Shine would know more about this.
I'm the friendliest person on Twitch.
I'm looking at my
ask Alan, you can ask Courtney, you can ask
Rocco's always very nice.
Yeah, I'm looking at our dashboard. I don't see him being banned or anything from us. So if you're suspended from Twitch, I don't know if that's a Twitch issue, but according to the most recent 100 mod actions, I don't see you getting banned or anything of the like, at least on this timeline that I can tell. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it says it on my screen, and I'm going to convulsions because this is a big, important thing in my life every day. I love all you. I love all my my Twitch friends I have out there, and for some reason, I'm banned, and I'm like, oh, my God, did I say something bad about the attorneys at Odyssey or what? I don't know what happened.
If you can, Rocco, try and...
Control-Alt-Delete.
No, try and submit an unbanned request. I don't think you're banned, though. So
Mitch also says you're not banned.
Yeah, so if you're not banned, then it's not an us issue. It would be a Twitch issue. So that's above our heads.
I sent in the appeals.
But it's not us.
I'm going to be off the page. I'm gonna lose it.
Maybe,
I need you guys. You guys are like heroin to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe take this opportunity and go outside.
Yeah.
No. No, we love Rocco. We want Rocco in the Twitch.
What about, do you have any friends or family that you could interact with?
Well, I think everyone knows that reads what I write. After I'm done your show, I go to the package store and get two IPAs. And then I go feed the ducks and geese. I get free bread from the supermarket.
Very nice. Well, Rocco, we can work together. What if you went and picked up my wife and son, drove them to the airport, I still till 10, and then you can get the IPAs after?
Chris, I love you. I would no problem at all. I would do that for you in a minute.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, let me tell you this. I'm going to say this right now on the air. I'm probably not supposed to, but if they don't allow you back in Twitch, I quit.
Greg, that's very loyal of you. I mean, you're a stand-up guy.
Thank you, Rocco.
Mm-hmm. Worst case scenario, just pop over to the YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Just go to YouTube. A lot of people watch this show, prefer to watch this show on YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm not particular to either. I like them both.
Yeah.
That chat's...
Either one works.
Dark.
That chat is... Well, it could be dark. All the chats can be dark.
YouTube is a different animal.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pop in there every so often.
But I feel like the YouTube audience may... I don't want to offend any of the Twitch people, but the YouTube audience may be growing at a more rapid rate than the Twitch audience. I think that's also, though, because YouTube in general has more users than Twitch.
Mm, far more.
YouTube has become the go-to for content for people in of a certain age. Obviously, but
even of all ages. I know a guy who's your age, Greg, that watches on YouTube all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it YouTube easier? Isn't it easy?
They're both pretty easy. Okay. I mean, you just go to YouTube and follow WEEI, or you go to Twitch and follow WEEI.
Jackson just called YouTube to see if they can come and cover the event tomorrow.
You can watch the show on Twitch. It's presented every day by Springer's Jewelers. And if you're in the market for a diamond, it's that time of year to pop the question. Go see the team at Springer's in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Tell them that you listen to this show because they will give you the very best deal. And not only will they give you the best deal, but they will also teach you everything you need to know about diamonds at Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. This is Doug. Doug, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. How are you, sir?
How you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted a quick minute to say thank you to all your crew, all your people. Ken especially called me directly yesterday. I was a contest winner. Being my birthday on the day of the event, I am totally upset. But I think everybody out there needs to know how much you guys did, especially you and Ken, that I know of, for the listeners to try and get it done. They supported your show this long. They shouldn't stop supporting your show.
No.
I'm watching Twitch. I'm seeing comments that are really, horrible. But I think everybody needs to just support you and say thank you and move on.
Doug, I don't think they appreciate what I did yesterday. I don't want to talk about it all show or anything, But I don't think they appreciate it.
I know, and I don't either, but I think someone needs to speak up for you. And I appreciate you and Ken and the crew.
Doug, I truly appreciate that. Look, are we still going to see you up there?
I will be there with bells on, okay. But instead of seeing you on the dive, I'm going to go on a train ride in Conway.
Oh, very nice. Oh, that sounds very exciting.
Yeah, great.
Okay,
all right, Doug, my option.
Doug, thank you. All right, anyway, we will see you tonight. We got to take a quick break, and then we will get to Leeds. Chime, you're worked up about the Bruins, I'm guessing?
God, so much, Greg.
Okay, all right, we'll get to Chime's lead. And the rest of them coming up next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Next. Shime, I love it. That is Muse. Am I correct about that?
You are, Greg. That's Muse with Uprising.
Okay. Leeds brought to you by Subaru, and Subaru Summer is finally here. So find your Subaru at SubaruOfNewEngland.com. Good morning, Sean.
Morning, Greg. So yesterday, NHL free agency began around noontime, and it wasn't a very titillating class of free agents, I'll say that. But the Boston Bruins did their best to disappoint you as many ways as they possibly could. They signed a litany of bottom six forwards. They now have on their roster Frazier Minton, Matthew Patra, Murat Husnadinov, Victor Arvidsson, Johnny Beecher, Tanner Janot, Mark Kaslik, Sean Corrali, Michael Acimont, and Fabian Lysell. All bottom six forwards at this current point in time.
Right.
One of them will actually end up having to play right wing on your second line, which is insane.
Well, they're hoping that they got them heading into an up year, which means they may have 9 to 10 goals.
Per. Well, that would be an improvement for Tanner Janot. This is the one I'm pissed about, Greg. I could not get over this contract yesterday. 5 years, $3.5 million a year for a guy who does nothing but hit people. Did they not learn their lesson?
Was he average 7 goals?
Yes, he had one season where he had 20 goals in Nashville. 5 years ago.
Wow.
The Lightning then traded the world for him, and he has sucked ever since. He has had, at maximum, 7 goals in a single season. He had 13 points last year, and you gave him $3.5 million. You could have, instead, gone a little bit younger, gotten a guy who had close to 30 points last year, and a guy like Andrew Mangiapane. Like, that would have been a better opportunity for you. Maybe a guy who could take a step in the right direction, similar to what you did with Morgan Geeky 2 years ago. Instead, you have one line. It is Geeky, Pasternak, Lindholm. And then after that, it's a disaster. It is your second line right now, I think, would be Pavel Zacha, Casey Mittelstadt, and probably Victor Arvidsson. Like, that's what you're looking at right now. And you just, I understood the idea of giving 1 or 2 year cheap money contracts to a lot of lower level guys. It is a reset year. You want to get those contracts off the book going into the following year, so 2026, 27, mm-hmm. so that you can sign free agents in a better free agent class.
Go after McDavid.
But then why are you giving Tanner Janot $3.5 million? This guy sucks. I don't know what we're doing. You don't pay fighters anymore in the NHL. You need to get faster. You need to be able to score. He does neither of those things.
They are banking, I believe, on all of the improvement coming from Jeremy Swayman. Don Sweeney alluded to that yesterday.
He's just a worse version of Trent Frederick. This is what infuriates me. And Jeremy Swayman should be better. You're absolutely right. And Don Sweeney in that regard should be right. But it's just like, I look at these guys and I'm like, at least with Michael Acimont, 2 years, $1.45 million. And he shoots the puck a zillion times. That's fine with me. Like, it's a guy who takes shots. He's pretty fast. Like, he's going to be a fourth liner, but who cares? Like, it's cheap money, and he's going to at least take shots, which is what you need. This team sucks. How many times last year did we go into a game, and we were getting outshot like 40-20? It's infuriating. I don't understand the Tanner Janot obsession. I don't know who over there, whether it's Sweeney or Cam Neely, who wants to be this big, bad, physical team. You're not that. You can't be that in today's NHL.
Nope.
Look at the Florida Panthers. They're one of the fastest teams in the league, and they're constantly on your ass on every PK and in every offensive zone. That's what you need.
Big goal scorers.
But that's what your identity has been built on forever, the big, bad Boston Bruins.
But it wasn't. In 2019, it wasn't. When you went to the Stanley Cup, and then it wasn't again when you were the best team in NHL regular season history. You were skilled, you were fast, and then for whatever reason, just because you fell flat on your face in the playoffs, you pivoted away from that, and it's now become an issue.
And now this year they're going to be just remove the big.
Yeah. Curtis is probably right.
Shime, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
As the meteorologist of this radio station, the most decorated meteorologist in New England, I take this story very personally. We love the Winter World of Boston. The domed NFL stadiums, a quiet story under the radar that is, I think, going to take so much out of what we love about the NFL away from the sport. As there are currently 10 domed stadiums,
okay.
The Titans are going to a dome. Yesterday it was announced the Cleveland Browns will be building an enclosed facility in the Cleveland suburbs, which will bring us to 12. The Jaguars, Bears, and Chiefs are all contemplating going to domes, which would bring you to half of the NFL, because two people share one in L.A. anyway with the Raiders, with the Chargers and the Rams. So I love, as a guy who maybe has the most famous weather game performance in the history of sports, Wiggy would not be Wiggy if not for snow.
Right?
Because no offense, Wiggs, you were great. You had great hands. You could do things in bad weather. But if it's a speed match inside on a dome, on a turf field, then it's not quite for you.
Well, you're probably wrong about that, because if you look at one statistically, I had my best numbers were inside a dome.
Right.
When I played for the
but
Vikings.
That was after everybody saw you in the snow. I don't know if you get to Minnesota,
Curtis,
if not for the storm.
But Curtis is right. It's a part of the game. It's a part of the sport.
Yeah, I don't need it.
How many times were during snowball games at Gillette were you amazed that they were able to overcome the weather obstacles and win a football game? Like,
football is meant to be played in New England outside. The great quote from Teddy Bruschi in the divisional round after they beat them in the AFC Championship, where he said, if you want to change the rules, change them. Come to New England. It's going to be snowing and we're still going to win. So much of what represented the Colts and the Patriots, one was this high flashy, high flying offense that all these, like, you know, but soft as could be. The Patriots were this, you know, hardworking, blue collar, defensive oriented, great team. Like,
I think it's more of a fan thing because
that's what the sport's about.
As a player, I like playing in the dome. Like I said, when I played in Minnesota for 3 years. You know, they gave me an opportunity I still could have put up the same type of numbers here in New England, but they just never really gave me a chance.
Statistically, I don't know if there's enough data, but is there a clear advantage for teams that play in a dome or not?
If you got
Breslow mm-hmm. to put a computer model together on it, do those teams perform better overall than teams that have to deal with the elements?
I think the advantage is for the team that plays outside more so than anything, because the dome team, you get used to the weather always being nice. And then if you have to go outside, like that was the big thing with Drew Brees when he played, is when you got to go outside and you got to be able to throw the ball in the wind and be able to do some of those other things when the weather's bad. Some of those dome teams, especially the quarterbacks, struggle.
So in the Twitch chat, Curtis, a differing opinion from X Flash, who prefers seeing players at their best skills-wise, and they believe that they see that in a dome.
Yeah, I think seeing players overcome adversity and react to new and different things. Like, the reason every baseball stadium is different is because that's what makes home field advantage. That's what makes Fenway, and you got Wrigley and all these different things. In the NFL, growing up, if you had the Patriots in October, it was mm-hmm. different than getting them in mid-December. And that, I really do think, Peyton Manning was not as great of a quarterback
yep.
because his numbers were inflated because of the RCA dome.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he was different when he was outside, and you can clearly tell it.
Very interesting lead from you, Curtis. Thank you. We will get to the rest of today's leads next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.